Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right hook, left hook success behind the gloves of Alexander Usyk. Scores with a left hook on the inside.
Oh, great shot from Joshua. And a left hand as well.
For some reason, AJ had in his head, maybe out of stubbornness or a little bit of ignorance as well, that he could outbox him. Worst decision ever.
It's the most important fight of his career. It's his chance to move into phase three of his career. I mean, with victory, all is forgiven. Redemption.
People were talking about, you know, is Alexander Usyk going into this fight? Has he got too much on his mind? You know, what's going on in these countries? You know, he's been at war, etc. Mate, he's feeding off that.
I met him, he looked a lot bigger, a lot thicker. Like, you know, some people put on weight and they're a little bit soft still, but he was solid, like, honestly, like, felt strong and put the weight on well.
And no!
Welcome back to Fight Night in Saudi Arabia. This is episode 3 of our exclusive daily podcast from Jeddah here on TalkSport. I'm Adam Catterall. Pleasure as always to be with you as we build up towards Alexander Usyk versus Anthony Joshua. The rematch taking place this Saturday night, live, exclusive and free on TalkSport. Make sure you come and join us from 8 p.m. Joining me, as ever, as he has been doing all throughout the course of the week, my right-hand man, the one, the only, Spencer Oliver. And we've got a special guest for episode 3, a man that can give us some serious insight into heavyweight fighting, war himself, Derek Chisora. Derek, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very well, man. Very well. You're looking good. You're looking calm. You're looking nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
Is it treating you well, Jeddah?
Jeddah's treating me very well. Can't complain. It's too hot here. It is burning. But, you know, it's not hot like Europe. The hot here is just...
It's like a humid hot.
There's no air, man.
Makes you sweat, man.
It just leans on you, like, bro, like, on top of you, like, boom, like, leaning on you. Like, if you go outside, it's hot. You come back inside, it's cold. But it's good fun, though, you know.
Listen, want your insight on this fight of the weekend. Obviously, I want to speak about you as well and the full heavyweight picture. First and foremost, you've been in the ring professionally with Alexander Usyk. What are the, now that the dust has settled on that fight, what are the learns that you take away from it? What did you learn about him that maybe you could pass on to Anthony coming into this fight this weekend?
What I do for myself, I cannot give it to anybody else because some people cannot handle the way I train because I'm not orthodox. I'm just anything. I just hit where I'm balanced. If I'm balanced on the left foot and the right foot, I just hit with that. You know, I switch up. I don't box. I just do what I think is... Now it has to be done in that split second.
I think you showed the blueprint on how to beat Alexander, as in, like, say, if you look at the first 6 rounds of that fight, he was surprised at the intensity that you put on him, the heat that you put on him. You closed the gap, you controlled the spaces, what he normally does, and you were throwing shots, like you say, Derek, from everywhere and anywhere. Didn't matter if he was on your front foot, your back foot, you was letting right hands go, left hooks go, and that made him uncomfortable. That's the first and probably only time I've ever seen him like that, and that was like... That was showing the blueprint. Do you think that Joshua's got that in his locker? Do you think if he took anything from that, he could go, you know what, if I put that sort of heat on, I could, you know, possibly get him out of there?
Listen, we know Joshua's got the heat on. You know, anytime if things go PFA for him, if his mindset is the right mindset, he's going to take the guy out. You know, I keep telling AJ, man, listen, I think you box much better when you're tired. Because if you look at the first, because I was go back to Dillian White's fight, you know, they went into that whole rumble when they were chucking punches, and then suddenly he composed himself and started using the jab, and he got the shots right, and then suddenly he went on an attack, boom, 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 and then suddenly he saw the opening, bang, Bobby's your uncle, there's an uppercut, you understand? So he has to just chuck it to the wind, bro, and just let it go.
Has he had that conversation with you, by the way? Has he asked you, like, anything? Has he asked you anything about Alexander?
No.
He's not had that conversation. So I know you boys speak all the time. No, we speak daily.
We speak, but you see, the thing is, we speak, yeah, but I just keep telling him, listen, you have to do what you have to do, you know, until you take no prisoners. Mm. You know, hit this guy. But you know what I like most is, when I went to see him a couple of weeks, like, after my fight, I went to see sparring. And he was sparring. And I left. I didn't say anything. And then I saw him, 2 days ago, you know, on the pads, on the public workout. Totally two different people I saw. The way he was chucking his jab and the sparring there, and the way he was chucking it on the workout day, totally different. If you look at his last public workouts and you look at the way he's doing it now, totally different. He's chucking the left hook the longer way now. Mm. He's chucking the jab the right way, using his strength on his feet, you know. So those are the things the new coach has showed him. This is what we have to do with this guy. You know, you don't have to be in his firing range. You create your own firing range. And we know who's very good at that in boxing, and that's Tyson Fury is very good at that. He is always on his own firing range. He don't let you get into your own firing range, basically. So it's going to be a buzzing fight.
You picked up on that, didn't you, on the open workout, Spence?
Yes.
About, yes, it was slow motion. Of course it's slow motion. It's very different when it's the heat of battle on Saturday night. But he did look like he was trying to set traps. There was feints before the work. And that's going to be key come Saturday night.
Listen, I said that when I saw the public workout, which you normally get, like Derek would tell you, you get nothing from. Derek turns up at a public workout and he don't even do anything. He might go in there and throw a few quid about or whatever, but he doesn't. What I'm saying is you get very little, if anything, from a public workout. But I did take something from it. Like I said to you, I saw something different. Robert Garcia has obviously brought something to the table. Joshua was going there with a game plan. He was feinting jabs downstairs. He was throwing the jab, as Derek said, differently. He was throwing the hook differently. He was throwing it long. He was throwing the body shots differently. Another weakness of Alexander's, you know, he's been down three times in his career as an amateur, three different times in different fights, and each and every one was a body shot. It's something that maybe AJ should be targeting, because if he slows Usyk up, gets the feet slowed up, then he's in range. And then Joshua, if he hits you, mate, Derek will tell you better than anyone, better than I can tell you, like, if he hits you, you stay hit. The guy can whack, you know, with those little gloves on, he can whack. And I just think that Garcia, Derek, I think me and Derek might be the only two actually that have picked up on this from, like, Derek's seen it in his training. I saw it in the open workout where I go, he's going to bring something different. I've seen something different from Joshua that maybe normal people wouldn't see, because you don't know how he works on a day-to-day basis. But I definitely think it's going to be a different fight tactically in this one. We're going to see a different fight. I suppose I sort of got an idea what Joshua's going to bring. I just don't know what Usyk's going to do at the moment, and that's because of the weight that I believe that he may have put on. I don't know what he's going to do. What do you think tactically he's going to do? Do you think that he will know that AJ's going to go for him?
I don't think the weight bothers Usyk, to be honest with you.
Yeah, sure.
You know, if you listen to the press conference yesterday, that the guy swept for 5 hours. He swam he rode a bike 100 kilometers in the sun. You know, the guy's crazy. Mm. You know, remember this guy, his country right now, there's a war.
Yeah.
You know, when he won the belts, he went to the hospitals where all the kids were, and he probably shed a tear, and then he's like, I can't let these kids down. Mm. I am going to war. You understand? So he's going to be fired up, yeah? But it's fine, like, unbelievable. You don't understand. Mm. And AJ will be fired up as well, because he has to do it, you know, for us at home. You understand? We cannot lose this belt again.
Do you see it, from an AJ point of view, as a shorter fight? I know it's scheduled for 12 rounds, but do you see his successes coming in that first six?
He has to. He has to drop him down. He has to knock him down. He has to wipe the floor with this guy, you know. But the guy he's boxing is unbelievable. You know, so you listen, you have to be prepared to go to the other side, you know.
Do you think he is? Do you think AJ is in he has, because there's that age-old saying, isn't there, about everybody's got a plan until you get whacked in the face.
To be honest with you, I was that plan, and when until I get whacked in the face, I'm like, you know what, let's chuck the sink to the game, bro. Let's just rock and roll, bro, because what it is going to be, to be honest with you.
So what you are, you're cut from a different cloth to the other guys, and that's the difference. It's like, I get what Adam's asking there. He's like, you know, we saw it in the first fight with Usyk that AJ got clipped in the third round and thought, whoa, hold a minute, he can hurt me a little bit. And he took his foot off the gas a little bit. You get clipped in the third round and you're a little bit kinky. That turns you on. You want to go again. And like, there's not many heavyweights like you around anymore. And that's why you've been around so long. And that's why you're competing at world level still. I think that the million-dollar question is, can AJ get rid of those demons and get kinky like war? I'm not sure if he can do that. And I think that if he can do that, he wins the fight. And I think that that's it. But I believe that AJ, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I believe that he knows that's what he's got to do. He knows that he's not going to be able to stand off. He's not going to be able to give Usyk the space. He's not going to be able to let him get into a rhythm. I think he's got to take it as a six-round fight, though. I think he's got to roll the dice, and he's got to take it to the dude and try and take him out of there.
I say a couple of interviews, I said, you know what, the best thing in this game is for this fight. If he loses on 12 rounds, he's going to kick himself. But if he gets knocked out, you don't kick yourself. When you get knocked out, you get knocked out. You don't bother him anymore. You're like, I got knocked out, on to the next one. But when you lose a fight on points, I've lost fights on points. And I come back and I'm like, that's embarrassing, you know. But when I got knocked out and I lost the fight, I'm like, I got knocked out. What can I do?
Derek's one of those that leaves it all in the ring. And if he gets to round 12, he feels like he ain't left it all in the ring. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I totally get that. Whereas AJ in the first fight against Usyk, he seemed happy to get to round 12. That was the thing, that when the bell rang, it was like a moral victory for him, because I think it was slowly slipping away from him. But that's why I think he's been so annoyed with his performance since then, because I've had this conversation with him, and he said like he's pissed off with the performance purely because he got it so wrong. And when Usyk gets into a rhythm, you can't get him out of that rhythm. It's very difficult to break that, and Josh never had the ability to be able to break that. So I think he recognises he's got to get him before he gets into a rhythm.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Boxing fans are really fickle, aren't they? I mean, it surprises me sometimes the reaction that Anthony Joshua gets from boxing fans. And I think win, lose or draw at the weekend, the manner of the display, it's throw the kitchen sink at it, leave it all in the ring, leave it all there, and whatever happens afterwards, then going forward, I think that the fans will respond more positively to that.
Yes. Listen, we can all sit here and say this and this, this colour should be blue or red or white. But really and truly, the only two people who can make this fight happen and make it an exciting fight for us is the two people, Alexander and Joshua. Do you understand? So I would love AJ to walk in there to just let the guns go. Mm. To just don't let, don't care the three lines. Just let them roll and just roll, rock with it. Do you understand?
Knockout or be knocked out.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, you know, I get that.
Every fighter would love to go in the ring and just from the get go, whoom, just come off the gates and just rock and roll. Would love that. But guess what? We did love that when we saw what's up, I am Hagler and
Hagler,
exactly.
Wow. Well, it goes down as an all-time great.
Exactly.
Fight.
I would love to see that from AJ and Usyk. This come up, bah, 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 and just but let it rip. We won't.
No,
I'd love to win 80 won't. Million, but I can't. I play the lottery every day, but.
Listen, we're going to get Derek's take on where he's currently at as well in the heavyweight division in a minute. Do stick with us. Earlier on, you caught up with Johnny Nelson, didn't you? So let's get a little bit of a take of what Johnny had to say on this fight coming up at the weekend.
Well, last time we was in Saudi, we had Joshua versus Ruiz. He righted the wrongs that night. He turned things around.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people thought he could do it. Can he do it this time? This is a big ask, we know.
It's a big ask, but it's not an impossible ask. And obviously, you know, people are getting gassed with how much talent and experience and the success Usyk's had, obviously winning the Super Series, unifying the cruiserweight title, you know, and everything like that. So they're looking, saying AJ's got no chance, especially because of how he boxed the last fight. So when you look at the last fight, you look at Usyk's face, it was like he'd been hit by a bus. Usyk lost, AJ lost on points because he was trying to fight Usyk's fight. Now, that's all history, everybody knows that. He knows what he did wrong, he knows what he should be doing in his fight. This is not an impossible ask for AJ. And one thing I do know is this fight will not go the distance. One thing I do know is Anthony Joshua will give it his all. And even Usyk himself said the first six rounds are going to be the hardest because he knows, I know he's going to come from it. Now AJ's knockout percentage ratio is high. So all he needs to do is clip him once hard in that six rounds when he throws a kitchen sink at him. And then it's good night Vienna because he knows, you look at AJ now, he's like streamlined, he's slicked up. Usyk's put some weight on. I won't be surprised if Usyk weighed in around the same as Anthony Joshua, which might be to his detriment if you're in a tear, if you're in a war, if you're in a guy that's naturally heavier than you.
You think Joshua's taking this, he's looking at this, you're going, look, we know Joshua, we know fatigue sets in late on in contest. You think he's looking at this going, this is a six round fight.
Yeah.
This is where it can be won and lost. You know, and he'll go out there, stamp my authority, and do it with educated pressure.
And that takes courage. That takes courage to think like that. Remember Hank Lahans? You know, and that was the best three rounds I've ever seen in my life. There's no one else guys could have kept up to 12 rounds. They're willing to throw the dice. He also knows that Usyk, as he rolls on and gets more comfortable, it suits him better as the rounds roll on. Usyk knows for a fact that AJ was running out of steam the back end of the fight, so he's thinking, I'm going to put him under pressure straight away because I want to go for the stoppage. That's part of the reason why he's put the weight on. For AJ thinks, I cannot afford to let this man get to the second half of the fight.
Can he overcome the demons? Right, he's boxed Usyk in that last fight. After the fight had finished, the last bell went and he was in desperate trouble with 10 seconds to go. The last bell went, if you said straight away, right, we're getting this rematch, the rematch is on, you would have gone, what for? He won it so convincingly, Usyk. What could AJ do to change it around? You know, as an ex-fighter, those demons, they're in your head. Can he shake them off before that first bell?
Anthony Joshua has been boxing since he's 18 years old. His achievements, the successes he's had are ridiculous. So why is that? Because he's not as experienced, he's not as got as much wisdom as Alexander Usyk, but he's an amazing athlete. He's got an amazing brain capacity where he thinks, right, that didn't work, so that'll work next time. He's very good at putting something into practice and putting a plan together. That's why he was in the position he's in. That's why he beat the fighters he beat. And I'm telling you now, if or when he beats Usyk, this will be the biggest win that will cement his career because Usyk's pedigree, from the amateurs and the professionals, he's better than them all. Better than Fury's, better than Wilder's, better than everybody. So for AJ to come back and be a former unified cruiserweight champion, now current heavyweight champion, and do a job on him, I'm telling you now, that is a big stamp. That's a big shout.
How does he react the first whack he gets? Because that's where I think the fight has won and lost. AJ's reaction, if he decides, right, that's it, go. Roll the dice, yep. Go with it, then bang. But if he gets that whack, stands off, that could be his undoing. How do you think he reacts?
Benny's expecting that. Listen, there's no thrills and spills about this. He knows this is going to be a tough fight. He knows he's going to get hurt. He knows he's going to have a baptism of fire to get the win. Depends on how much he wants it. And he knows that. There's no qualms about that. This guy took himself away from everybody. He's been here 6 weeks this week now. you know, settled in. And like it or not, he'd be bored. All he can do is train. His team, what I saw yesterday, were literally, what, three or four in his team. So that's just how it is.
Johnny, I'm going to hand it over to you, mate. Straight down that lens. How does he win? And what round?
Between rounds 6 and 8, Anthony Joshua KO. But it's going to be a topsy-turvy fight.
So there you go. Johnny thinks that the dark arts need to be inflicted in this fight at the weekend. What he means by that is that you've got to basically win by any which way.
Yes. You know, when I boxed Joseph Parker on the second fight, Buddy McGirt goes, I don't want you to box this guy. I want you to hit him everywhere. Hit him on the hips, hit him on the shoulders, hit him on the chest. Just hit him anywhere, apart from his face. I'm like, what? Because, yeah. Because the face is going to move, but just hit him in the shoulders, elbows. Just hit him anywhere. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. I get that, but I totally understand what Johnny's saying. Johnny's saying, listen, mate, you have to make this as rough as possible because the guy won't like it rough. When Derek roughed him up, anyone that ain't seen that fight, by the way, go back on YouTube, whatever, watch that fight. He showed the blueprint. When Derek roughed him up, he did not like it. You saw a look on his face that you have not seen on Usyk's face before. AJ needs to do that. He needs to go in there and he needs to go, right, boom, I lit him. It doesn't matter if I hit him on the chin, if I hit him on the head, if I hit him on the shoulder, if I hit him on the hip. It don't matter if I hit him with a hook and miss and hit him with an elbow. Whatever it is, he's got to do it. It's the referee's job to keep it clean, whatever. Just go in there and it's a dog fight.
Well, make it a boxing match, you make it a fight.
It's a dog fight, this one for AJ. This is it. He's got to put it all on the line. Hmm. There is no more, let's get technical, let's do this and that. Go back to what you know, the rawness that took you to World Heavyweight Champion. We've seen this kid, AJ, from the start. Me and Delboy have seen him from the start. Like, Derek has helped him from the beginning. I've seen him and Derek sparring when Joshua had one or two amateur fights. So he took a lot from Derek. Derek has always had the experience on him and that. And you've seen him develop. So you know that he's got it. It's there, but he's just got to re-find it. That's what it is.
You don't win an Olympic gold medal and become a two-time unified heavyweight world champion in 10 years if you don't take on information.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They don't give gold medalists out like that. Let's all be honest. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. Derek, just to finish off, let's talk about you. What's the current situation? Obviously, we've seen a lot of noise recently that maybe it was a fight with Tyson Fury.
It's just noise. He offered me $2 million. Okay. If he's offered me $2 million, fine. I'm not going to just jump and take it. Where's the fight going to be? You know, $2 million, that's your $2 million, take that. But now you have to work for that. I have to work now to sell the fight on box office, sell the arena, which the arena would take at least 8-10 million. Pay-per-view would collect about maybe another 30 or 20. And then all that money that's going in his pocket, and I'm walking away with $2 million. Would you do that deal?
Yeah, I get you.
You get it.
I get what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is Tyson.
He's earned his stripes. That's what he's saying. Yeah, he's earned his stripes. Come on, give us a fair slice of the pie. You know,
I don't even want. I just want to send the contract. Send the contract, and we look at the contract. That's it.
Listen, brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, listen, Saudi's hot, man. It's burning out here, and give a shout out to all. To all the Saudis, man, because I don't know how you guys live up here, boys, because it is. Are we not hot?
It's warm.
Yeah, we can't even sunbathe. That's
warm.
How bad it is.
It is. It's warm. It is warm. Listen, don't forget, we've got live exclusive commentary of Alexander Usyk versus Anthony Joshua this Saturday night. 8 p.m. is when it all gets underway. Live exclusive and free. Make sure you come and join us and subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, and via the Talksport website for this podcast. We'll have another episode for you tomorrow from the weigh-in. Make sure you come join us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.